Hello, Embroidery Express.
Hi, good morning. Is Jill available?
This is she?
Hi, Jill. This is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I know you're pretty busy over there, so I just need 30 seconds. We specialize here in equipment financing and working capital, and I just wanted to touch base with you coming towards the end of the year and see what's coming up that you could use some funding.
I don't really have anything going on right now,
mm-hmm.
but I might be buying a new piece of equipment next year. What kind of are you leasing, embroidery equipment or?
Honestly, just about anything. So we could definitely make something work. Yeah.
So you guys are in charge of like getting the machine here and everything else, or?
Not quite to that extent, but
you know,
we help with financing the whole thing, and you know, like I said, depending on the type of equipment and a couple other factors, we can figure out, you know, the best route to go about it. But I'm not sure about actually delivering it.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how about maybe after the beginning of the year, give me a call.
Okay, sounds good. In the meantime, what's a good email for me to shoot over my contact info just in case something comes up? You know, want to just be that resource
mm-hmm.
for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's ex@verizon.net.
And what kind of equipment did you say? You said it's embroidery equipment, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, what kind of piece of equipment does that look like?
Well, it looks like a 15-needle, single-unit, single-head embroidery machine.
Okay, got it.
What I would be buying.
And do you go new or used when you purchase something like that?
The first time I went new, and then I went used, and I would probably go new.
Okay, got it. And how much do those usually run new then?
New, they're like 15,000 to 18,000.
Okay, got it. So do you already have, you know, an invoice for those from a previous vendor that you've used?
I probably do somewhere, but I'm not 100% sure. Like I leased them through a different company,
mm-hmm.
a Beacon Funding. So, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, was that like, it looks like that might have been back in 2011?
Probably, 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Okay. Well, yeah, and so you'd probably do a different vendor this time or same vendor and just finance through us instead?
Well, I would probably do it different this time.
Got it.
Try and look for a better rate.
Okay, and how long have you been thinking about possibly bringing on that piece of equipment?
Well, this year was the final year for depreciation on everything, so.
Yeah, that section 179.
Yeah. Well, no, I know I don't usually do that, but 5 years is the usual depreciation.
Oh, I see. I see.
Section 179. But
yeah, that useful life, pretty much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just, you know, thinking a little further into the future here, you said come January, that's when, you know, it's most likely going to happen. How would you rate your credit? Would you say it's good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Good.
Good? Okay, great. That always helps because, yeah, the thing is we do offer both the equipment financing as well as working capital. And, you know, the equipment financing does, you know, it does weigh a little heavier on...
What kind of rates are you working on capital? What kind of rates?
Well, it's tough to say because, you know, we do have multiple programs and it kind of depends on the length of the terms as well as a few other factors. And, you know, over on my side, I can't really, you know, ever tell you a rate, but, you know, the guys in credit are the ones who are going to be able... You know, our application process is actually very quick. And, you know, we don't have to pull your credit or anything. So as long as you just send in the application, you know, we can get you a response and figure out the terms and rates, return them back to you, and you can either accept or decline with, you know, no detriment to you or anything. You know what I mean?
Okay. Why don't I just get your email, and we'll go from there.
Okay, great. So I'll shoot you over that email. That's going to just contain, like I said, a very brief summary of the programs that we offer, including both the equipment financing as well as working capital. And then, I can follow up with you come January.
That sounds good.
All right, great.
Thank you, Russ.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll shoot you over that email right now, Jill.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy Halloween, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.